This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Diddy and Kanye to share a sad little chicken patty for Valentine's dinner. This as dozens of Diddy's alleged rape victims up in arms after rapper Kanye West demands President Trump free Puff, then bumbles through a Super Bowl ad directing viewers to his website, and when you get there, it offers one item for sale, a swastika t-shirt. Hey, with friends like this, Kanye, who needs enemies? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us.
Free Puff. Controversial rapper Kanye West calls for Diddy's freedom in a rambling tirade of tweets defending the disgraced musician charged with sex trafficking.
Oh, yes, he did. As if things could not get worse for Sean Combs. And according to prosecutors, he deserves all the misery being heaped upon him. Coming to his aid, flying to his rescue, is his friend, Kanye West, who manages to totally screw things up for him. Listen.
Kanye West shows his support for fellow rapper Sean Diddy Combs with the simple post, Free Puff, on both his Instagram and X, formerly Twitter, account. West then begins a flurry of tweets demanding Combs' release, even begging the president to please free my brother Puff.
Now, that's one thing. But then he goes on to bumble through an $8 million Super Bowl ad. And it would be wrong of me not to share that with you. Watch.
I spent like all the money for the commercial on these new teeth. Once again, I had to shoot it on the iPhone. Go to Yeezy.com.
That's from Yeezy LLC. Okay. Number one, why did Kim Kardashian ever marry him? But that said, when you go to Yeezy.com, the only thing there is a swastika t-shirt. The only thing at Yeezy.com is a t-shirt with a swastika on it. Let's go back to defending Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff. Straight out to Dr. Bethany Marshall, joining us, renowned psychoanalyst out of the Beverly Hills area. She is seen now on Peacock and author of Deal Breaker. Dr. Bethany, with friends like this, who needs enemies? This is like digging the grave for Sean Combs to have Kanye come out and make a complete horse's ass of himself defending Diddy?
Nancy, this is the kind of friend you do not want. Okay, so this picture of him in the dentist chair getting his teeth done, it's so self-aggrandizing because he feels he's handsome while he has saliva dripping down his teeth. That shows he doesn't understand how he comes
Wait. Why hold that mental image when we can just watch it again? Let's watch.
I spent like all the money for the commercial on these new teeth. Once again, I had to shoot it on the iPhone. Go to Yeezy.com.
Okay, Nancy, the iPhone thing.
That's from Yeezy LLC. Let me give it all the credit it's due. What, Bethany?
Okay, when he says I had to shoot it on the iPhone, my first thought was, yeah, because your marketing team doesn't want you to do it. They should have taken your phone away, too.
You know, let's get real just one moment. To Lynn Shaw joining me, founder and director of Lynn's Warriors, a nonprofit completely dedicated to eradicating sex trafficking. And as much as I like watching Kanye's commercial over and over, as Dr. Bethany said, seeing the drool drip out of his mouth as he goes on to defend Sean Combs, I have handled so many rape cases and so many sex trafficking cases. I'm thinking specifically of a 14-year-old girl that was sex trafficked. And catch this, Lynn, the night before her testimony, she disappeared. I was out starting at 3 a.m. till the time I walked into court finding her because she was so afraid to testify. After being passed off to man after man after man after man, having up to 20 clients in one day, this 14-year-old girl, it's really hard to convey what rape victims go through. And I'm talking about Sean Combs is not having his traditional champagne Valentine's Day lunch or dinner. He's having a chicken patty. We've already checked that out with MDC, Metropolitan Detention Center. What, is Kanye going to go visit his friend and share that lonely little chicken patty? That said, Lynn Shaw, the reality of these alleged rape victims up in arms after all they've been through, with Kanye West pulling yet another stunt at their expense, Lynn?
We have to always keep the focus on victims, survivors, alleged or not. We have to listen to them because it is their testimony. It is them being able to go to a court. It is them being able to stand up to all of this that will hold these punks responsible. And that's the bottom line here. That's what we're looking for. And again, how is somebody going to recall something from 10, 20, 30 years ago? Are they strong enough? All of this kind of fluff stuff in the media and the Yee, by the way, who looked like he was in a straitjacket to me in that video. And this one eating.
Maybe he was.
I mean, that's what it looked like to me. But who am I to judge? You know, and Dirty Diddy with a chicken patty. I only wish some of my girls and women, and there have been a few boys and men too, who have gotten away, gotten out of this sex trafficking, had a chicken patty to eat. I don't care about their food. I want us to put focus on strengthening, empowering, engaging these survivors or alleged survivors. So this will stick in court. That is what we need to focus on here.
You know, I'm just thinking, Hermania Rodriguez joining us. She is chief U.S. reporter at dailymail.com. Hermania, it's all fun and games to look at Kanye's Yee's Super Bowl ad and see the teeth and hear the bumbling and the drooling. But listen to this, Hermania. When you go to Yeezy.com, this is what you find.
Within an hour of West's Super Bowl ad airing on TV, the only item available in his shop is a $20 short-sleeve white T-shirt with a swastika on it. The shirt is named HHO1. Many believe the letters stand for Heil Hitler. Critics and fans alike are absolutely horrified. Shopify, the site's host, suspends Yeezy's account within 24 hours. The site now reading, this shop is not available.
I mean, there Combs is sitting at MDC Metropolitan Detention Center, and he gets the support from Kanye West, who stirs up such controversy with the alleged rape victims. I mean, think about it, Hermania. I've dealt with so many rape victims that their whole lives are, in their mind, ruined, and therefore they are ruined. They are ruined by a rape. That feeling of helplessness, remembering it over and over again. And Hermania, we just heard Lynn Shaw saying, can they remember something that happened 20 years ago? I remember exactly the moment I found out my fiance had been murdered. I remember the moment I saw his bloody shirt on the state's counsel table at the murder trial. I remember it like it was yesterday. That kind of trauma doesn't go away, ever. And it can totally destroy your life. And here is this POC, technical legal term, Kanye West, going on air on crazy rants, not only defending Combs, but attacking Cassie Ventura. Wait till I get to that. Tell me what's happening, Hermania.
As you said, it's absolutely despicable. Kanye West has been in a mission to kind of prove to the world that he can do whatever he wants because he's still a billionaire. And he is. And I think that's what he was trying to prove on that Super Bowl ad. It's also worth noting that Shopify has now removed the swastika shirt. But as you said, Nancy, he's not even just saying, oh, you know, I believe in my friend Puff's innocence. He's not even saying that. He's kind of saying, who among us hasn't assaulted a woman? He admitted on his ex account, he said, I have slapped a woman before. He said, sometimes women deserve to be slapped. And he's kind of picturing it. He's connecting this to his anti-Semitism and his praise of Hitler. He's saying this is all part of a conspiracy by the Jews to go after prominent men like himself and Diddy. So this is, I mean, some people might say Kanye West is going through another bipolar episode, but it doesn't even seem that way to me. It seems calculated. He shared images of Diddy assaulting Cassie and mocked it. He started selling a version of the jacket that Cassie was wearing in that horrific video that we have all seen, Nancy. So it's truly despicable, and I think it will continue.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Among the Shaw John and Free Puff merchandise available for purchase, Kanye West also offers a newly renamed version of his 2015 So Help Me God hoodie. In a tweet, West points out it's the same hoodie that Cassie Ventura is wearing in the damning video of Sean Combs attacking her at the Intercontinental Hotel in 2016. West posts side-by-side photos of the hoodie and a still from the video with the caption, "The Love Hoodie. Available now."
You know, the Love Hoodie, available now. And we know one of Sean Combs' many, many aliases is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love, a.k.a. Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff, a.k.a. Puffy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, and it goes on and on and on and on. The Love Hoodie. Let me see that one more time. The Love Hoodie. He's selling that to mocking the attack on Cassie Ventura. Now, wait a minute. As reported by Hermania Rodriguez, listen to this.
West continues to tweet stills of the photo with different captions. First writing, "When a man loves a woman, he may express it in rage. I empathize with both sides." West follows up, "You have to truly be in love to get to the point of risking everything." Finally, West seems to mock the attack. "Hey, question, if someone wants to beat up their girl in public, would that be considered domestic violence or is that outdoor violence? Or is it just public indecency? I'm just asking for a friend."
Rapper and Kim KX drops controversial Diddy collab pleading with President Trump to free his brother Puff.
Oh, yes, that's right. Now dragged into Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy's criminal vortex, you've got President Trump, you've got Macy's department store, and you've got a renowned pastor, T.D. Jakes, all somehow mixed up with Sean Combs' multi-count federal sex trafficking indictment. I'll get to that. But let's get to what's really important here. The sad little chicken patty. Listen.
Sean Combs will spend his Valentine's Day with only the guards and other inmates at the MDC. Instead of breakfast in bed, he'll have cereal in the mess hall at 6 a.m. and 5 hours later return for a chicken patty sandwich or chickpea burger. Instead of champagne and caviar, the mogul will dine on chili with whole wheat bread. Will Combs repeat his Christmas meltdown when he learns that there aren't any chocolate-covered strawberries on the menu?
To Chris McDonough joining me, veteran homicide detective, founder of the Cold Case Foundation and star of the Interview Room program on YouTube. Chris, thank you for being with us. Do you care if he has a sad little chicken patty for Valentine's Day? Because I don't. That's going to be his dinner. This is the guy that would demand people bring him cheesecake at 3 a.m. Why does anybody care? And I just wonder, is Kanye going to go for a little visit and share that candlelight dinner in the mess hall?
Yeah, and come 4 p.m. when every inmate in that facility has chili and beans, it's going to be quite an explosion later on. This guy is nothing but a dirtbag. I mean, let's just, you know, put it where it is. I mean, he is so offensive on so many levels, and his friends now out into the public trying to shock the public with his anti-Semitism. This is just disgusting on so many levels.
You know, I'm just wondering, to Joshua Ritter joining us, veteran criminal defense attorney out of the L.A. jurisdiction, former prosecutor and host of Courtroom Confidential on YouTube. Not bad, by the way, Josh Ritter. Not bad at all. Of course, everything you said is, you know, BS, but it is entertaining. So, Josh Ritter, you're the veteran defense attorney who, to his credit, seems to win all of his cases. Josh Ritter, how are you going to strike a jury for Sean Combs when you've got Kanye hanging around his neck like an albatross and all of his BS on the air? So here he is demanding very publicly that President Trump free Puff, okay, going to bat for Sean Combs. And Combs is like, hey, man, I'm good. Lay off. So he posts that to Donald Trump. And you know how Trump is. You know, he gets those late night Twitter going on. So who knows what's going to happen with that? He's dragging in Macy's department store, which I will get to later. He's dragging in a renowned man of God, T.D. Jakes, in his maelstrom. But how are you going to strike a jury, Josh Ritter, when you've got Kanye going to bat for Combs? So you're going to have to voir dire, to speak the truth in French, the jurors as to what do they know about the Sean Combs allegations and what do they know about Kanye.
It's going to be incredibly difficult. It's going to be an absolute uphill battle. And part of the problem is Kanye has lost it, obviously. I don't know what he's going through. I don't know what kind of episode he's having. But all of this anti-Semitic, anti-victim, pro-domestic violence, all of that is Kanye. But Puff is not Kanye. And that's the big problem. Sean Combs is going to go on trial. And you're right. He's going to have to stand in front of an array of jurors and talk to them. And if all of this noise and all of this nonsense and all of this Kanye problems starts to leak over, they're going to have a real time finding a fair jury. And I think that's why you're seeing his team start to fight back on some of this, start to file some of these lawsuits about defamation, because they realize the only thing they can do at this point is try to preserve as much of the open-mindedness of prospective jurors as they possibly can. But with all of this happening, I don't know how they're going to be able to do it. It's going to be incredibly difficult.
Well, you know what? Maybe they need to curb their own client, because not only is Kanye West selling anti-Jewish material online, one rant after the next against women, misogyny just reeks, it stinks. But their client, Sean Combs, Diddy, is in business with Kanye from behind bars. So I don't want to hear you whining, Joshua Ritter, about how everybody else is tainting the jury pool. What about their own client? Listen.
West then shares a photo from his online shop at Yeezy.com with shirts emblazoned with Sean John. West writes, I'm selling the Sean John collaboration that me and my brother spoke about before they locked him up. We splitting the profits 50-50. West quickly follows up, saying he will be giving Combs half to Justin, as the mogul cannot earn money while behind bars. At first, fans believe West is referring to Justin Bieber, but realize the rapper was likely addressing Justin Combs.
Okay, Germania Rodriguez, Sean Combs whining behind bars, filed a $100 million lawsuit against NBC for defamation. Now, of course, we'll go back to Ritter on this, but defamation means somebody has hurt your reputation. Okay, there's a multi-count sex trafficking indictment against him. What else could possibly be done to his reputation? That said, a $100 million lawsuit against NBC. Okay, but what about this, Hermania? He's actually in business with Kanye, selling apparel. They're going to split it 50-50. So if he's in business with this guy, this hater, that's on him. That's his decision.
That's right. And we here at Daily Mail have been trying to dig into what exactly this alleged business arrangement was. However, on Twitter, Yeezy Ye said that they had just discussed this before he was locked up. Now, we know that these two rappers had beef before both of them became canceled and had fall from grace. So it's really unclear whether Diddy knew about these designs, had approved them, knew that this was coming out at this time. My inclination is to think that this is just Kanye trying to be scandalous again. I don't think they have a set document that says
they're splitting. Okay, hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. Let's see that graphic, control room, the graphic of the Sean John. There you go. That's being sold on Kanye's website. And those are Puffy Diddy t-shirts. So let me understand, Josh Ritter. This is Diddy's logo, right? And it's being sold on Kanye's website. So if he doesn't like that, or if he's not getting a profit from it, has he filed a lawsuit or tried an injunction to stop Kanye from selling his merchandise? No, short answer. That means they're in business together, doesn't it?
You think anybody can stop Kanye right now? You think there's anyone in the world who can stop whatever he's trying to do? Listen, Sean Combs is locked up. He's looking to go to federal prison for the rest of his life. I think the least of his worries is the nonsense that Kanye is putting out on the internet. And not to split hairs here, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. Even according to Kanye, this was a business arrangement they had discussed before he got locked up. So the idea that he's somehow promoting this now, a part of this deal now, profiting off of this deal now is just...
Let me just subject you to a lightning round really quickly, Joshua Ritter. Isn't it true that Sean Combs has just filed a $100 million lawsuit against NBC? Yes, no.
Yes.
Okay. So if he has time to file multiple civil lawsuits, not just the $100 million against NBC, but many, many others for defamation, if he's got time to do that, he doesn't have time to stop Kanye from selling his Diddy's t-shirts. He knows it's there. If I know it's there, he knows it's there. So if he's filing all these civil lawsuits, why can't he just ask Kanye to take down his merch unless he's profiting from it?
I mean, that's kind of my point. Maybe he is asking him. Maybe his team is reaching out. I don't know if Kanye's listening to anyone. You got to imagine Kanye's got a team of people telling him to put up a swastika shirt is not a great idea, sir. And he's doing it anyway. So I don't know if the idea of former business partners having a collaboration and having a discussion about please don't sell my merchandise, it's not the right time right now, is actually being received with all of that much
alacrity. Okay, you're telling me that
Kanye.
Nobody can control Kanye West. Well, here's a guy that paid at least $8 million for a Super Bowl ad. Okay, here you go, Puffy. Here you go. Here's your defense character witness, number one.
I spent like all the money for the commercial on these new teeth. Once again, I had to shoot it on the iPhone. Go to Yeezy.com.
That's from Yeezy LLC.
Texas pastor T.D. Jakes asked the court for help after becoming embroiled in the Diddy drama when he's mentioned in one of Sean Combs' lawsuits.
I even said the apology, and they still with me. You know what I'm saying? I said apology. Some of the stuff I was saying was true. So until y'all come up and say, yo, what he was saying, some of that was true, then go ahead with all that.
Okay, there you go. Kanye on TMZ talking about his apology. Okay. Take a listen to this. Now, after the apology.
West's tirade then takes an even darker turn, rescinding his apology for previous anti-Semitic and racist remarks. I'm never apologizing for my Jewish comments. I can say whatever the I want to say forever. Suck my How's that for an apology? West then makes even more shocking tweets. I'm a Nazi. Hitler is so fresh. I love Hitler. What now?
Okay. That's really going to help Puffy. Good luck with that, Diddy. And there's more.
West tweets that he's uncancelable. What are y'all going to do? Cancel my record deal? Freeze my accounts? Call y'all. West is referencing the fallout from his previous anti-Semitic comments in 2022 that got him temporarily banned from X, lost him his deal with Adidas, and had the Yeezy brand ripped from shelves in stores like Gap. When I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people.
Okay, there you go. Again, Sean Combs is character witness number one. I can't wait for that cross-examination. Like, in fact, I'd like to do it myself. Now, how did a well-respected pastor known all over the world get dragged into Sean Combs and his vortex of sex trafficking allegations? Listen.
In his own lawsuit, Rodney Lil Rod Jones claims to have irrefutable proof that Sean Combs planned to leverage his relationship with T.D. Jakes to soften the damage to his reputation as a result of Cassie Ventura's horrifying lawsuit. Combs and Jakes became associated when Jakes began a sermon series on Combs' network, Revolt TV, in 2021. In December 2023, Jakes was accused of participating in Combs' sex party on social media. Unverified claims Jakes denies.
Okay, Hermonia Rodriguez joining us, chief U.S. reporter at DailyMail.com. Who claims that the pastor, T.D. Jakes, took part in sex parties with Sean Combs? I mean, the pastor is, I think that was in the Hamptons, is pictured at a drive-by at a party, and somehow that spins out to he's in the middle of an orgy. I don't believe that.
I agree. I think this pastor, who's really popular in the Dallas area in his mega church, has been one of the high-profile people that have sort of caught in this story because they used to hang out with Diddy a lot. This pastor particularly though, was really, really close to the rapper. As your report mentioned, he had his own show on Diddy's Revolt Media. And most interestingly, as your report said, Rodney Jones claims that Diddy was already setting up a defense for himself because he knew the Cassie lawsuit would inspire, as it did, dozens of other accusers, and that he was counting on this very respected pastor to be the person to tell the world that these were all lies, that he knows that Diddy's a good man, and to speak up for him. However, that has not happened.
You know, Dr. Bethany Marshall joining us, renowned psychoanalyst and author. Dr. Bethany, I have been defending T.D. Jakes, and I have met with a great deal of criticism. I mean, who do you think a pastor is going to mentor? Have you ever heard preaching to the choir? You don't want to save the choir members. They're already saved. Okay? I mean, you were a missionary. Your parents were missionaries. Who did Christ minister? He ministered the untouchables, the people that had leprosy, the outcasts, the tax collectors, the hookers, the criminals, those people that others shunned. So now T.D. Jakes, I believe, was targeted by Combs, thinking that an association with a man of God would somehow buff up his own image. I don't know. Did T.D. Jakes have any idea what Combs was doing? Maybe, maybe not. But that does not mean him ministering to Combs or his group of cronies. That doesn't make him a bad person. I really resent people throwing Jakes in the pot to stew with Sean Combs.
You know, Nancy, not only am I a preacher's daughter, but I'm an ordained minister as well. And a part of my training and my experience is that you don't go into the ministry to help people who are rich or famous or healthy or have all the benefits of life. You go into the ministry so that you can help people who are in need. That means people who have mental disorders, people who have personality disorders, people who have poor judgment. You gravitate towards them, you try to mentor them. And you know, Nancy, sometimes you get dirty, meaning that you can't sanitize your experience and help other people. With T.D. Jakes, I think a couple of things happened. I think that the rapper targeted him, first of all. Secondly, criminals always find God, right? So if we think of these rappers and the criminal acts, of course they're going to associate themselves with God. Sometimes, Nancy, they even think they are God. And finally, have any of the parishioners come forward with T.D. Jakes and accused him of anything? I mean, the fact that there are no other accusations against him. In the coming days, if we see that nobody comes forward and says, T.D. Jakes violated me, then we have to assume that T.D. Jakes is not a predator. Puff is a little bit more cold-blooded, fits the stereotype of a sociopath. Kanye does as well, but he's also very erratic, drug-using, and by his own admission to President Trump, he's bipolar, and people who are bipolar have fantasies of being unlimited. They lack insight into what's happening to them, and they can be very cruel and horrible to the people around them.
It's not just whispers. Apparently, evildoers have created AI, false, of course, images of this pastor engaged in crimes. Listen.
Since Rodney Jones' lawsuit, T.D. Jakes says he has become a victim of widespread online misinformation. Hundreds of YouTube videos created with AI falsely shows Jakes in a prison jumpsuit, purporting that he's been arrested in connection with Sean Combs' federal sex trafficking case. Others go as far to show doctored images of Jakes in bed with other black male celebrities. Jones has asked a California clerk to subpoena Google to get information on several YouTube accounts in hopes of sending cease and desist orders or even filing defamation lawsuits.
So, Joshua Ritter, you're a veteran trial lawyer. You see Jakes fighting back by trying to find out from Google who created these false images of him, for instance, in a prison jumpsuit, him, for instance, taking part in some type of an orgy. All lies, I believe, and he is actively fighting it by trying to get the information and stopping the AI images. And this is all because of his association with Sean Combs, another victim, as far as I can tell.
Well, yeah, and it demonstrates, too, how these narratives get spun out of control, right? That we live in really scary and unfortunate times where people have access to this type of technology and where a lie makes its way around the world before the truth has time to get out of bed. So here you have another example of a person being accused of something with nothing to back it up. Now, am I going to then draw a connection between that and what's happening with Mr. Combs? Perhaps. Is there a lot of noise out there? Is there a lot of allegations? Is there a lot of people spinning narratives out of control? Have we heard evidence? The government has not put on their case yet. So I think this demonstrates a kind of lesson for this entire case, is that narratives can get out of control. People can spin up tales online, and before you know it, you're defending yourself against phantoms and made up theories.
Brother Love won't be feeling much love this Valentine's Day as the infamous rapper and musician Sean Puffy Combs awaits trial in prison.
Keep running, start calling me bizarre and impressed for all these years. I got to a point, how many more times are you going to call me crazy? How many more times are you going to give me fake medication that makes me fat off of a misdiagnosis when I really have slight signs of autism from the car accident?
What? That's from our friend Harvey Levin over at TMZ. I need to see that again. Could you please roll that one more time? What?
Keep running, start calling me bizarre and impressed for all these years. I got to a point, how many more times are you going to call me crazy? How many more times are you going to give me fake medication that makes me fat off of a misdiagnosis when I really have slight signs of autism from the car accident.
Kim K, what were you thinking? Again, from our friends at TMZ. Now, with a character witness like that, again, who needs enemies? I'm talking about Sean Combs sitting behind bars getting ready for his chicken patty for dinner tonight for Valentine's Day. But another thing regarding, I can't wait to hear Lynn Shaw react to this. This character witness, Kanye West, just made a complete horse's ass of himself again at the Grammys. Now, he is dissing all of the alleged victims in the Sean Combs case. He is mocking Cassie Ventura, who was beaten within an inch of her life on video at the hands of Sean Combs. And then he takes to the actual red carpet and pulls a hateful, misogynistic stunt. There you go. Telling his wife, Bianca Censori, to drop her clothes. Okay. Who are you going to find to put on a jury that hasn't heard about this? Hermonia, I mean, you'd have to be under a rock in a cave on the other side of the world not to know about that. All of this is putting the nails in Diddy's coffin.
Yeah, it certainly is not going to help. Kanye's stunt at the Grammys was really disturbing to people. There was a lip reader that claimed that Kanye had said something like, make a show, put up a show, right before she dropped that coat. So, of course, this has added to the idea that Bianca Censori is some type of victim in this situation and it's being controlled by Kanye. Kanye himself came out saying later that, trying to mock that narrative, saying that, of course, he has dominion over his wife and that claiming that she wanted to do it, but that, of course, she wouldn't have been allowed to do it if he didn't approve of this. And once again, he's using his billions to justify all his behavior. He said something like, do you think my wife cares about what you guys think? She's a billionaire. So that's what he keeps going back to, justifying or saying that none of what he does matters because he's a billionaire.
You know, as I've often told juries, Lynn Shaw, who do you think the defendant hangs around with? Nuns and priests and virgins? Misogynists hang out with misogynists. It's acceptable. It's okay. And that's the window we're getting, the lens of Kanye West to see Sean Combs, his alleged business partner.
Let's be real right now, as I do try to remain calm, everybody here. This is such, I don't even know the words, to victims everywhere. Remember, everybody's watching this case. Just this week, a couple of days ago, I had a group and they were asking me again, what do I think will happen here? After, you know, Kanye and Dirty Diddy, they're allowed to be online. They're allowed to sell T-shirts. They're allowed over and over again to have a voice in the public. To me, I look at this as media distraction 1,000,000%. I think this is just all a lot of noise to distract from the victims, from survivors, and to keep their voices squelched so we don't hear any more. And you know what? Why would anybody want to come forward and try to go to court when all of this is going on? They'd rather just forget about it, keep their mouths shut, and not be involved. This is just a travesty. And you know what? This is not going to go down well. That is my prediction. Any of this.
Sean Combs quickly realizes he made a huge mistake in publicly acknowledging West's purported support. By Monday morning, his posts on Instagram had been removed. No explanation necessary. Combs's team has yet to comment on the PR disaster.
Macy's is arguing they should be dropped from a former employee's sexual assault lawsuit naming Sean Diddy Combs as his attacker. The suit accuses the department store of violating a New York gender violence law by covering up Combs' attack. Macy's now arguing the victim cannot allege Macy's had a gender bias because Combs is willing to attack both men and women. Their specific term, an equal opportunity sexual predator.
Wow, somehow Macy's department store is dragged into all of this. Joining me, Hermonia Rodriguez, joining us, chief U.S. reporter, DailyMail.com. There are new claims, new charges against Sean Combs. What are they?
It's incredible, Nancy. I mean, there's over 20 lawsuits at this point, and so many factors of American society are involved in this case. including Macy's, because a former employee filed a lawsuit claiming that Macy's failed to stop Diddy from assaulting them at the Herald Square Macy's store in Manhattan. This is truly something else. Macy's, of course, wants nothing to do with the P. Diddy scandal. And they're saying, as your report said, kind of like this was not about Macy. You know, Diddy is an equal opportunity assaulter and he would do this everywhere. So it's not about Macy's. It's about this serial alleged assaulter, rapist, etc. That's what Macy's is hoping that a court will agree with.
You know, Chris McDonough, former homicide detective, now star of The Interview Room on YouTube. So much of this is a sideshow, okay? That has to be addressed because all of this could affect a potential jury pool. But I wonder how the victims are feeling, the alleged victims are feeling, as they see attention diverted away from what really happened to them with life-changing results. And all of this is going on. It's a sideshow. And I just wonder, can it suck in just one juror?
You know, Nancy, I think that's why people love you so much. You are so always on target about victim focus. And in this situation, they do get lost in all the noise around this predatorial apex behavior, meaning this guy is the top of the ring. And you see through the associations that he has that, you know, the victims do get lost. But when we see that video going down the hallway and that poor woman on the ground, basically having to adapt to behavior that she has realized has saved her. And then we look at the brutality of the offender. You know, I hope a jury does see it, quite frankly, and they put it in the back of their head that this guy's just a phony and he's a coward.
Again, Sean Combs, not just presumed innocent, he is innocent until he is proven guilty in court. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.